Have you ever watched Mozart composing symphonies as a child or Ray Allen sinking perfect basketball shots and thought, they must be born with it? This assumption about natural talent, that exceptional performers possess innate gifts, runs deep in our culture, but crumbles under scientific scrutiny. Consider perfect pitch, long thought to be an inborn talent that Mozart possessed. In the 1990s, Japanese psychologist Ayako Sakakibara demonstrated that children under 6 could develop this supposedly innate gift through specific training methods. All 24 children in her study acquired perfect pitch through practice. What's actually happening is that the brain physically rewires itself in response to specific types of training. Even Ray Allen, whose jump shot appears so natural, had terrible shooting form as a rookie. Through relentless daily practice, he transformed his awkward shot into something so graceful that people mistook it for innate talent. This pattern repeats across domains. What appears to be natural talent is actually the result of specific training that leverages the brain's adaptability. The real gift we all possess isn't some predetermined ability, but rather our capacity to develop new capabilities through proper training. This fundamentally changes how we should think about human potential, not as a fixed entity determined at birth, but as an expandable vessel shaped by our activities and practice. In the 1980s, college student Steve Falloon challenged memory limits through consistent training. Starting at the typical 7-digit capacity, he progressed to remembering 82 random digits after 2 years of practice. Such improvements appear across domains. The 1908 Olympic marathon record now wouldn't qualify for Boston. Memory champions advanced from memorizing 511 digits of pi in 1973 to over 70,000 today, not through genetics, but better training. Anders Ericsson's purposeful practice drives these breakthroughs by pushing beyond comfort zones, setting clear goals, maintaining focus, and using feedback. When progress stalls, the solution isn't more effort, but smarter methods. When Steve hit plateaus, researchers helped him advance by adjusting challenges. While obstacles are natural, true limits are rare. Most people simply stop trying. Success requires positive feedback and sustained motivation. On April 27, 1924, Russian Grandmaster Alexander Alekhine played 26 chess games simultaneously without seeing any boards, tracking 832 pieces across 1,664 squares purely from memory. Research revealed chess grandmasters don't have superior general memory. When shown real game positions, masters recalled 2/3 of piece locations after 5 seconds, while novices remembered only 4 pieces. However, with randomly arranged pieces, masters performed no better than novices. This demonstrates that chess expertise comes from pattern recognition, not memorization. Through studying master games, players develop roughly 50,000 chunks, patterns stored in long-term memory that enable quick position assessment. Mental representations are brain structures corresponding to objects, ideas, or information. Through deliberate practice, experts develop sophisticated representations in their domain. Baseball hitters recognize pitch types from subtle cues, while musicians build detailed mental models of how pieces should sound. This creates a cycle. Better skills create better mental representations, enabling more effective practice and further skill improvement. While Steve Falloon memorized 82 digits through purposeful practice, modern memory competitors now exceed 300 digits, with the record at 432. This dramatic improvement stems from deliberate practice, Ericsson's proven approach for achieving exceptional results. In studying 30 student violinists of varying skill levels, Ericsson found that all groups considered solitary practice crucial but challenging. The key difference was practice time. By age 18, the best students had accumulated 7,410 hours, compared to 5,300 for better students and 3,420 for music education students. This pattern holds across performance domains. Even chess prodigy Bobby Fischer required 9 years of intensive study to reach grandmaster level. No one develops extraordinary abilities without extensive practice. Deliberate practice requires 1. Specific, well-defined goals. 2. Intense focus on performance improvement. 3. Immediate, informative feedback. 4. Effective mental representations. 5. Guidance from a qualified teacher. When seeking expertise, rely on objective performance measures rather than subjective judgments. Many supposed experts perform no better than less credentialed practitioners when evaluated objectively. During the Vietnam War, U.S. Navy fighter pilots were losing dogfights at an alarming rate. The Top Gun School addressed this by implementing deliberate practice, having pilots engage in realistic combat scenarios with the best pilots acting as trainers in MiG-like aircraft. Using cameras instead of missiles, they provided immediate feedback through detailed after-action reports. The impact was significant. Navy pilots improved from a 2-to-1 to 12.51 kill ratio by 1973, averaging 1.04 kills per encounter by 1972. This Top Gun approach demonstrates how to apply deliberate practice professionally. Create training programs that simulate real situations with immediate feedback. Radiologists can practice with digitized mammogram libraries, while surgeons can use surgery videos with decision points for laparoscopic procedures. Unlike traditional education's focus on knowledge transfer, the Top Gun approach emphasizes performance improvement through structured practice targeting specific weaknesses, prioritizing doing over knowing. Deliberate practice requires a skilled teacher who can demonstrate technique, provide feedback, and design targeted exercises. Without one, you can create your own system, as Benjamin Franklin did, by analyzing and reconstructing articles to improve his writing. Complete focus is crucial. Olympic swimmer Natalie Coughlin saw dramatic improvement when she concentrated intensely on each stroke rather than daydreaming. Since deep focus is demanding, short, concentrated sessions are more effective than longer, unfocused ones. Effective practice means consistently pushing beyond your comfort zone while focusing on precise execution and correction. Follow, focus, feedback, fix it. When progress plateaus, identify the specific obstacle and design targeted practice to overcome it. Maintain motivation by surrounding yourself with supportive people and breaking long-term goals into rewarded milestones. In the late 1960s, Hungarian psychologist Laszlo Polgár and his wife Klára set out to prove genius could be cultivated through training. Their experiment succeeded spectacularly, with their daughter Judith becoming the youngest grandmaster at 15, dominating women's chess for decades and reaching eighth globally. While early training helps, adults can still develop extraordinary abilities through deliberate practice. The adult brain, though less malleable than a child's, maintains significant capacity for growth, as shown by Paul Brady developing perfect pitch at age 32. The concept of innate talent creates self-fulfilling prophecies. Children labeled untalented avoid challenges, while talented ones receive extra support, seemingly confirming initial assessments. A society embracing deliberate practice could dramatically increase expertise across fields. Imagine if half of all professionals performed at today's top 5% level. In an era of multiple careers, learning efficiently becomes essential. Deliberate practice reveals our capacity for self-transformation. We are most human when transcending limitations, not accepting them. Your potential exceeds your expectations. The question is how you'll develop it.